is Today in History, November the 29th. On this day in 1890, the first Army-Navy football game was played at West Point, New York, where Navy defeated Army 24-0. Also on this day in 1967, U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert S. McNamara announces he is leaving the Johnson administration to become the president of the World Bank. And in 1972, the coin-operated video arcade game Pong, created by Atari, made its debut at Andy Capp's Tavern in Sunnyvale, California. Also on this day, in 1981, actress Natalie Wood is drowned in a boating accident off Santa Catalina Island in California at the age of 43. Wood was twice married to actor Robert Wagner from 1957 to 1962 and from 1974 until the time of her death. And on the night of November the 29th, 1981, the dark-haired beauty was with her husband on the yacht Splendor, which was moored off Santa Catalina Island near Los Angeles. Also on the yacht was actor Christopher Walken, who at the time was making the movie Brainstorm with Wood. Neither Wagner nor Walken saw what happened to Wood that night, but it is believed that she somehow slipped overboard while untying a dinghy attached to the boat. Her body was found in the early hours of the following morning.
The Los Angeles coroner today is saying actress Natalie Wood was drunk when she apparently slipped into the ocean trying to board that small rubber boat. Miss Wood, a three-time Oscar nominee, was found dead shortly after dawn yesterday just off Santa Catalina Island. She'd been with her husband, actor Robert Wagner, and another actor, Christopher Walken. They'd gone onto the island for dinner Saturday night and then returned to the 55-foot yacht. But when they were there, apparently an argument broke out between the two men. Not serious or violent, but when Wagner finished and went to find his wife, he says she wasn't there.
Brainstorm, Wood's final film, was released in 1983. Also on this day, in 1997, the legendary Eddie Robinson coaches his last game. On November 29th, back in 1997, Grambling State University football coach Eddie Robinson coaches his last college football game when Grambling played Southern at the Superdome in New Orleans. Southern won the game 30-7. Robinson had been coaching at Grambling, a historically black college near Shreveport, for 55 seasons. His career record was 408-165 with 15 ties, and was the second winningest college football coach in history. And on this day, in 2001, George Harrison, the Quiet Beatle, dies.
I'm just privileged to have known him, and I love him like he's my brother. A very sad day for me and for a lot of other people.
Harrison's earliest musical influences included Django Reinhardt, Carl Perkins, Chet Atkins, and Chuck Berry. By 1965, he had begun to lead the Beatles into folk rock through his interests in the Byrds and Bob Dylan, and towards Indian classical music through the use of a sitar on Norwegian wood, having initiated the band's embracing of transcendental meditation in 1967. He subsequently developed an association with the Hare Krishna movement. After the band's breakup in 1970, Harrison released the triple album All Things Must Pass, a critically acclaimed work that produced his most successful hit single, My Sweet Lord, a song he was accused of stealing from the Chiffons. The record was He's So Fine.
My Sweet Lord.
Harrison organized the concert for Bangladesh in 1971 with Indian musician Ravi Shankar, a precursor for later benefit concerts such as Live Aid. In his role as a music and film producer, Harrison produced acts signed to the Beatles' Apple record label before founding Dark Horse Records in 1974 and co-founding Handmade Films in 1978. Harrison died in 2001 at age 58 from lung cancer, attributed to years of cigarette smoking. His body was cremated and his ashes were scattered in the Ganges River in India in a private ceremony, according to Hindu tradition. He left an estate of almost £100 million behind. George Harrison, dead of cancer, November the 29th, 2001, on this day in history.